I'm sure everybody listening to the show has heard of the Chupacabra that primarily was associated with the island of Puerto Rico. And I've been on several expeditions to Puerto Rico looking for the, quote, original Chupacabra, which is very much described as like a bipedal creature, sucks blood, has these spikes down its spine and the back of its head. Now, the Texas Chupacabra, although the name, at least, you know, is exactly the same, the creature itself is described as being somewhat different. Now, the animal itself, or the animals, are four-legged rather than the Chupacabra on Puerto Rico, which is primarily two-legged.
True, right.
And there's no doubt that when bodies, or when these animals have been killed and bodies have been exhumed or subjected to DNA analysis, they do have canine DNA. But there's some very weird attributes going on with these creatures. For example, they're totally hairless. Now, some people have said, well, that's because they're suffering from a form of mange. But that doesn't appear to be the case. It seems to be the case that, you know, they're actually quite comfortable with the fact that they're totally hairless. For example, animals afflicted by mange will scratch and scratch and scratch because mm-hmm. they're in so much pain and irritation. These creatures aren't like that. It's almost as if their bodies have become acclimatized not to having hair. And there are also a number of reports where the front legs of the creatures seem smaller in proportion to the back legs than they should be in regular dogs and coyotes, etc. And this gives them this unusual hopping gait, which is very similar to a kangaroo.
That's right, yeah.
And also the top jaw, they have a very large overbite where the top jaw hangs over the bottom jaw quite significantly. And there are a lot of reports also of these animals having cataracts. And I guess the most significant and disturbing aspect of all is that when they're around people, they don't exhibit any fear. In fact, they actually exhibit a degree of hostility. Normally, things like coyotes and wild dogs will run away, you know, when people come towards them. So, in other words, we have a very strange animal which is showing clear evidence of genetic abnormalities and changes, and its attacks actually are similar to those reported in the Puerto Rican animal, in the sense that chickens and farm animals have been attacked and blood has been certainly evacuated from the prey. But in many cases, the animals that have been attacked haven't been eaten. It's as if the creature has gone for the neck and gone for the blood. Now, of course, wild animals, particularly in Texas, which in the summer at least, you know, is a very harsh, hot environment, they need food. And to just leave the body strewn around is sort of unusual. So I don't think that whatever's happening in Texas, that it's the same direct animals on Puerto Rico. I think the media has picked up on the name and it's stuck.
Right.
But there's no doubt that something very weird is going on with these animals, to the extent that, you know, that they seem to be literally breeding and reproducing all over the place. And I even have a couple of reports where the witnesses said that they saw one of these creatures fully grown with two pups, two small youngsters.
Jeez. Now, are they mutants, do you think?
Well, you know, I think that's the interesting question. I think for me the most significant issue is the fact that they seem to have suddenly surfaced in the last few years, almost like a spontaneous mutation in some respects. They haven't just been reported in Texas. There are a few reports. I'm aware of one or two from Arkansas and one from Ohio, which seem to fit an almost similar path. And, you know, I think, definitively speaking, they are a mutation. You know, the big question is why this is happening and how, and why it's having an effect on them physically and mentally as well, in terms of, you know, not exhibiting fear, et cetera. So there's definitely a mystery to be resolved from several different angles.